Or just
Maybe just the beginning. You can, I can begin directly, start
great.
directly.
Okay.
Okay, then I think it's the time.
Great. We'll start with our next speaker. Xiaojun will be talking about open Wi-Fi, and I'll hand it over. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I know you are tired or sleepy. It's a long afternoon or long weekend. So my presentation will be in a different way. You don't need to ask question. I will ask question for you to myself. In this way, I try to attract you from beginning to the end. First question, very basic. What is open Wi-Fi? It's not the Wi-Fi that give you open access all over the world. I know there is such a project also called open Wi-Fi. Unfortunately, or fortunately, this is not. The answer is that open Wi-Fi in our project, it represents the open source IEEE 802.11 or Wi-Fi chip design. Before this project, I think many people only have one choice, use some commercial Wi-Fi chip. But after this project, you have one more choice, open source Wi-Fi chip. But in this phase, it's not a real Wi-Fi chip yet. It's running in the IPGA. As you must know that IPGA is or IPGA verification is a very important step before you tape out a real Wi-Fi chip, right? You use IPGA to verify your IC design is correct. So current phase is IPGA design. You can just Google open Wi-Fi. You will find our GitHub repository. Currently, I think it's in top three or top four item in the Google search engine. Well, maybe it depends on your browser or how or your most frequent searching word in your browser. But in my browser, it's the third one. Okay, why we say it's a chip design or Wi-Fi chip? Because it's not like it works not like the USRP or GNU Radio stuff. It's really work like a commercial Wi-Fi chip. You may know or you may not, the commercial Wi-Fi chip actually offer you two things. The first one, the silicon, right? The chip itself. The second thing is the driver. Most of time, I guess we use the Linux driver. Then that's it, right? You insert the dongle, the driver is auto-loaded, or you install it. That's how commercial Wi-Fi chip works. Our design also works exactly in the same way. We offer you the chip design, which is IPGA currently. We also offer you the open source Wi-Fi driver, which works below the Linux native Mac 802.11 Wi-Fi framework. This framework is used for almost all the commercial soft Mac architecture Wi-Fi chip. We also offer you a very tiny tool, user space tool, to communicate with our driver and IPGA. So that's the basic architecture. As you can see, same as commercial chip. Actually, if you go to our demo, you can use your cell phone to connect the Linux run over the chip, and there's host APD, there's a web server. You can access it just like you access commercial Wi-Fi router. Nice. Okay, next question. I guess in your mind is that, is the open Wi-Fi chip better than commercial Wi-Fi chip? Right? That's the quite direct question. Why should I use your chip? Is your chip better?